Expectation is a good word to use,
Yes.
because you know it's that division between facts and feelings, right?
Yes.
What is real is whatever you want to be real,
Yeah.
okay?
Okay.
Whatever you want. So I don't know. What do I know? I know that people make mistakes. Only God is perfect.
Yes.
Right?
True.
And so to wait for a perfect answer or result from people is, it's a little bit of a mistake to expect that you are that anybody is going to get what it is that they want. So I don't really know. The reason for going through a court process is clarity and transparency. In
Okay.
life, many things are unclear, misty, foggy, cloudy, and it is important to me to have clarity on all issues and all topics. You know, it's such a big topic, right? So picking out the important
Yeah.
elements of information in it are quite complicated because it is something that affects my life 24 hours a day,
Yes.
7 days a week. And I remember in one of our original conversations, you said to me, well, now you have to put all of your coaching and mentoring and tutoring, and now you have to put it all into practice again, because it was all put into practice before. But yes, that what is the situation? I have decided, like I said, with the court, I decided to go down this court road, which means taking everything and giving it to somebody else for them to make the decision. Now, it's the right thing to do, but it's not an easy thing, as you can understand, because I have my own ideas and my own opinions about what I think is good and what I think is right. And I think that I can support those ideas very well in debate. But I decided that it's in the best interest of the children that somebody else makes this decision, which is why I also said to my lawyer, I said, whatever you tell me to do, I will do.
Yeah, okay.
Even if I don't agree with it.
Okay.
Because I'm prepared to admit that I don't know about some things. And this is based on the idea that there's things that we can't see happening all the time. Good and bad, right?
Yes.
Good and bad. And very often, if we make decisions without all the information, we make mistakes. And it's very difficult to get all the information to make the right decisions. So, I'll tell you the hardest thing. this. But the very hardest thing to do is to bite your tongue.
Yes, yeah, understood. Yes.
Right? Now, anybody who works in business knows the feeling of, I really, really, really want to tell everybody everything that I know, but there's a right way and a right place and a right time for that. And so there's a lot of things that I know now that I cannot communicate to a lot of people, because it's the I don't know factor, which is you don't know everything that's going to happen.
Mm.
Yes. Right? You don't know all of the consequences. You don't know all of the results. Mm. And we've been through this when we talked about jobs before, where you can go for a job interview for a new job and it can look like the best job in the world, but you get into the job and you're in hell, right?
Mm.
It's a possibility. It happens. And so that is of vital importance to me. And also to play the long game.
Yeah.
Everybody's looking for
the
fix right now.
Yeah, immediately.
Yep, the solution to the problem, the magic pill, the silver bullet. Everybody wants it right now. Mm. And I think as hard as it is, that if you step back and you breathe and you prepare and think of it in terms of farming. Yeah. You plow the land. You plant the seeds. You pray for rain. And then you harvest.
Yes.
And it can take a year to go through this process. And so it's hard. It's very hard to be positive about certain elements. Here's a hard thing to do. For anybody anywhere, this is hard. To believe that there are people who know more than you and their knowledge is better for you. And it's hard because of something called human ego, which is this sort of self-belief that you have self-belief and self-confidence and I know that I'm right. Are you really? Are you really right?
Mm.
And so it's important in problems to be humble and show humility, which means to be able to let me be the first person to put my hand up and say, I don't know. Right? Everybody else is rushing to say, this is good and this is right and this is the way. And my point is, are you sure? Let me give you an abstract example. I'll finish on this example.
Yeah.
Let's take example of alcohol. Let's take example of a beer. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can you undrink the beer?
No.
Exactly. You can't undrink the beer. You can't uneat the food. You can't unvaccinate the person. Each of these steps cannot be reversed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now you want progress, but you don't want to do something that you can't change if you get it wrong. You don't want to not be able to change it, right?
Yes.
You know, you if you buy the wrong skis or the wrong badminton racket or whatever, you don't want to be stuck with it forever. Right? And that's my philosophical approach to this problem. Only to do things that only to do things that can be undone if they're wrong, and to defer to this idea that there's people out there who are much more intelligent than I am, who are experts, hopefully, at their jobs, and that they can make a better decision than I can about certain things, which is to give everything to everybody else and say, okay. So basically, I put my life in the hands of other people and said, okay, you make the decision, because I know what I think.
Yeah. Okay.
And there we go. So that was a very long answer. I'm sorry about that.